Hello. So before I begin this podcast, I'd like to reemphasize the fact that PhysioMentalist is here to help you. As a physiotherapist student and as a young physiotherapist, feel free to reach out to us. What happens when we exercise? The muscles contract. This contraction takes a lot of energy. So the muscle needs constant supply of energy in the form of glucose, in the form of triacylglyceride. What brings these things to the muscle? Blood. Besides that, the blood also needs oxygen. This oxygen is transported to the muscle tissue, also through blood. During exercise, the amount of oxygen needed for the work of the mitochondria in the muscle is increased, so the muscle needs more blood than it usually would. So all of this makes the heart pump more blood to supply the muscle that needs more blood, hence the increase in cardiac output. Also, the particular muscle that is exercising, the other muscles are not exercising at that moment would assist by vasoconstricting. The vessels there would vasoconstrict so that the blood can direct, more blood can direct themselves to the one that needed the most at that moment. So both the increase in cardiac output and the vasoconstriction in the non-exercising vascular bed leads to an increase in systolic blood pressure. That's one. Also, the exercising bed, the particular muscles that is contracting during that exercise, needs blood. So what does it do? It would vasodilate its vessel, because that is where the blood would pass to get to the capillary that would take where the nutrients would diffuse into the cell and blah blah. So that vasodilation explains the slight rise. That is why the diastolic blood pressure doesn't rise much, because the exercising bed has vasodilated. So what you usually have at the beginning of the exercise is an increase in systemic blood pressure and a slight increase in diastolic blood pressure. So what happens during the exercise? The blood has to be redistributed. Why? Because muscle contraction generates heat. You don't want this heat to remain within the muscle, so we try to redistribute the heat to the surface, the periphery of the body, so the heat can leave, basically. So blood is needed for that redistribution. So blood is distributed to the periphery of the body for its dissipation. And what this would do is reduce the amount of blood that goes back to the heart, which would cause the venous return. And if the venous return is reduced, the cardiac output would reduce. And what would that do? It's a decrease blood pressure. And that is why some patients during exercise would have their blood pressure reduced rather than increased. What happens? During exercise, the diastolic blood pressure can also increase. And that is due to the occlusion of blood flow due to forceful contraction of the exercising muscle, especially if it is like resisted exercise that requires a lot of contraction, and that contraction now occlude blood flow to the exercising bed. So in that way, there is no vasodilation. a risotto into sliced rice, so there would be a lot of rice in diastolic blood pressure. So a patient, okay, we'll still go into what that means clinically. So what happens after exercise? The blood pressure reduces to normal, and sometimes it goes below normal. Why does it go below normal? Because blood is pooled in the extreme, in the extremity, the previously dilated vessels. The previously dilated vessels still hold on to some blood, so they call it blood pooling. Blood pooling, and this blood pooling could be prevented if the patient has undergoes like a cool down after exercise. So what this means for physiotherapists is that the patient should have adequate warm up. During that warm up, the blood pressure would like really increase. That's when the increased cardiac output, some vasoconstriction, the non-exercise vascular bed would usually be a slight rise in deep diastolic blood pressure. When the patient is exercising, there is heat already, so blood needs the body needs to dissipate heat, so the BP would reduce. So patient is exercising under like not so high blood pressure. So, and during the cool down, you prevent blood pooling, so the body can gradually return its blood pressure back to normal. Yeah. Patients undergoing resistance exercises, weighted exercises, the BP usually increases more, and that is due to the vasoconstriction, sympathetic vasoconstriction in the non-exercising bed, plus the mechanical compression of the blood vessels in the in the one that is that is undergoing the weight training. Plus, patients during resistance training usually exhibit Vaisseva maneuver, which would also increase blood pressure, holding their breath against forceful contraction. So, which is why the physiotherapist has to be careful, has to be careful with patients undergoing resisted active exercises. So before you start the exercise, you check the BP. If the BP is borderline, you don't want to take a patient through excessive weight training, forceful contractions that would result into mechanical compression of the blood vessels. If the systolic is good, the diastolic is slightly high, you can still undergo exercise because you know that just a slight rise in diastolic would occur during exercise, and sometimes it won't rise at all. Diastolic sometimes might not even rise at all. So, yeah, we don't have to be scared whenever we see a really high blood pressure. The normal blood pressure for systolic is between 90 and 139 millimeter mercury, from 140 then grade 1 hypertension already. Even 139 itself is pre hypertension. For diastolic, between 60 and 89, that's still good. 90, that's stage 1 hypertension. 89 is borderline hypertension or pre-hypertension. But once you have systemic blood pressure over 200, diastolic blood pressure over 100, you have to take relative precautions. You have to be very, very, very careful. And if possible, avoid any active contractions. Avoid any active contractions.
Hey, I'm sure you've learned one thing or the other. Don't go yet though. Check the list of our recorded podcast and find one more to listen to. My name is Abbas Ademola.